Hi, everybody. It's Coach Jenny. I'm a wife, I'm a cyclist, I'm a hiker, traveler, an entrepreneur, a golden doodle mom, but most importantly, I'm an athlete who's visually impaired. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. This is Jenny, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm so excited you're here because today is a big day. It is my 25th episode, and it is sponsored by Clean Athlete. So let me tell you about Clean Athlete. Clean has been with me forever since I've been cycling, and I absolutely love them. They are my supplement company, and they provide the best nutrition, and it is the best for me because it is GMO free. It is artificial flavors, colors, and sweetener free. It's gluten free, and the number one point that's super important to me, it is NSF certified, meaning that you train clean. I love them so much that I take the supplements every day, from the vitamin D, the collagen with C, melatonin spray to help me sleep at night, and a multivitamin. And as well as for my cycling supplements, the hydrate, the electrolytes, the isolates, and as well as the endurance. If you guys don't know what Clean is, definitely check out Clean Athlete in the show notes. I will have a link below to check it out. But the most important topic today is my podcast. And today we're talking about my adversity trifecta. So let's get started. My adversity trifecta is three things, thus the word trifecta. It is my learning disability, my visual impairment, and my body image. These are three things that has changed my life for the better. I had a lot of stumbles with each one of these topics, a lot of pivoting, a lot of adapting, but you know what? It made me a better person in the long run. So let's get started with my learning disability. Yeah, I really don't talk about my learning disability all that often because it's something that I was mainstreamed when I was in probably around fifth grade. But I was diagnosed around kindergarten, first grade area. I had a reading comprehension, and that meant that I was having some difficulties when I would read a paragraph and not fully comprehend what was going on. We kind of came to the conclusion it had a little bit to do with my visual impairment, that when the images would come in through my eyes, that I was unable to really digest and understand what I was reading. So I got a little bit of extra support. And back then, it really wasn't the same as it is now. I would probably been diagnosed with ADHD or some other type of diagnosis, but now I am so proud of how I've taken this learning disability and really evolved it into a different way of learning. It's such a huge motto in my life. I knew that I had a comprehension issue, so when I would try to read a book, it didn't work. I learned that an audiobook works best for me. As an adult, I buy an audiobook on Audible, and I buy the book. Yes, it's very expensive sometimes, but it's the best way for me to really learn and comprehend because I have someone reading to me, and I can follow along in the book. It's the best way for me to learn. And yes, I'm not going to lie, it's nice to have the audio version in your back pocket because you can listen to it anywhere, any place, at any time. Love it. So it was the best way for me to really learn. And as an adult, you kind of take that with you. You learn how to adapt. I knew that reading big textbooks was a huge problem with me. And if I can get the audio version of it, boom, that's the best way I learned. So I took this knowledge through my whole college career. It happens. You need to adapt. And I adapted very young when I was fifth grade, when they mainstreamed me into a normal classroom, and I did quite well because I've already learned the skills. All right, number two, my visual impairment. And I talk about this so often because it's a huge part of my everyday abilities. And if you guys don't know, I am visually impaired. I was born with a visual impairment, meaning one of my eyes doesn't work like the other eye. It is what it is. This is the way I was born. There's nothing I can do. My parents went above and beyond to take me to the best doctors, and nothing can be helped. It is a pinch optic nerve. The images come into my right eye, and it's just super blurry. It's like looking through wax paper. But my left eye, it is my ninja eye, and that one works the best with contacts and glasses. And once again, it's another point of my life where I was able to pivot, because I knew that my visual impairment caused me to learn to do things a little bit different. It's like my learning disability. You had to learn to do things differently to be successful. With my visual impairment and all the people in my past who would tell me, I can't drive, I can't play sports, you can't do this. Really, I'm going to do it in my own way. And that's the biggest part of my coaching program, is I teach people how to adapt, how to embrace your inner badass and do it your own way. It doesn't mean everybody has to do things the same way to be successful. And I am the poster child of doing things any which way to be successful. My visual impairment is a part of my success, because I am who I am today because I learned how to adapt. I absolutely wouldn't change it for the world. Yes, it would be amazing to see what it's like to have vision with both eyes, but you know what? I live an amazing, most beautiful life the way I am today. And number three is one of my biggest hurdles that I have to get over, and I still kind of deal with it today, is body image. Who doesn't deal with a body image issue at any point of your life? And it's something that was always very prevalent. I am 6'3". I am 200 pounds. I am very noticeable. You can't miss me. But the funny part is, I am the baby of the family. My brother is 6'9". So when I'm with my family, we are a family of athletes and volleyball players that we're all the same height. I love it. We just recently went to a wedding, and it was a volleyball wedding, and everybody's average height was about 6'1". It was amazing. It's just, it's our family. But getting back to the body image thing, when I was in high school, I was very different. I was taller than all my teachers, all the students, and it was just very uncomfortable trying to be a female and trying to fit in. And thank gosh I had my athlete friends and my sports to really be part of a community, because that's what saved me. I couldn't imagine being a non-athlete living through my high school years, because I had a family that supported me, and it was amazing. But the body image stuff still creeps in to this day. 43 years old, I'll wake up and I'm like, damn, I'm having one of those days. I feel fat. My hair is ugly. I can't see today. You just have those days. And it's going to happen. And the way I had to learn to pivot with my body image is have the mindset of, I am the most original person. I am me. And there's no one else in the world like me except me. There's no one out there who's Jenny, who has curly hair, who's 6'3", who plays volleyball, who has passion to help people, who drives lots of cars, who has a golden doodle. I am me, and I love me for me. Like I said, you still have those moments when it creeps in, but you know what? You have to flip the script and be like, I am blessed to be who I am, and because people love me, and I need to love myself. And that is the most important purpose of this podcast, is no matter what your abilities are, is that you need to love yourself for who you are and for what you offer the world. I offer the world an opportunity to be unique. Your abilities are the most beautiful things that you can offer somebody. My visual impairment, I hated it. I hated being different. I hated being tall. I hated being big. But you know what? It's something that turned me into the most beautiful soul out there, because there's other women and men and children that go through this every day, and they need to understand that they are the most unique, most beautiful creature out there because they are themselves. All right, everybody, I always promised that I would try to keep these podcasts short and sweet, and I know the last couple episodes were a little long, and you know what? It's because my voice is my message, my story is my passion, and my purpose is to help you believe that you're the most beautiful person out there. Don't forget, you can always follow me on any of my social media platforms. I would love to see you. Say hello. Tell me where you're listening from, because I am here to stay. I love who you are, and I want you to know that you are beautiful and that you're loved. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Take care.